Sourwood Mountain Brooks.
That's right.
I'm going to turn this tape on a minute and say that this is February 9th, 1989, and I'm at the home of Brooks Hardway. This is South Parkersburg, is that right, Brooks?
Right, South Parkersburg.
What are we going to play here for the old tape? Let's play a little more of that Cripple Creek.
Thank you.
Would you want to play a little of that Pretty Little Indian for me?
If I can get on it again.
See. It and then play a little of it.
I'm going to try to hit a few licks of Ward Jarvis's Pretty Little Indian. Orphan Stranger?
Huh.
O-R-P-H-A-N, Orphan Stranger. I never heard no... He learned that from Wiley Sears. My mother used to know the tune, the words to it, but I never heard nobody else play it but Wiley Sears and Ward Jarvis, Orphan Stranger. Thank you. I run into Pretty Little Indian with it. That string slipped, didn't it?
Want me to put it up to the fifth? You've got a nice lick on there when you come up on it.
Yeah.
You probably don't even know you do it, do you?
No, well, that must have been...
It sounds good.
Carol said I'd done something to a tune that nobody understood how I'd done it. I always had a desire to, in clawhammer, we called it thumping the banjo, they call it clawhammer today. I always had a desire to hook my thumb down on that second string. You saw them do that?
Yeah.
Hook that thumb down on that second string,
mm-hmm.
And I never could do that. I've tried by the hour, by the day, to learn to do that, but I never could hook that thumb on that second string like Bun Petty said it ought to be done. And Carol said, you've got some kind of a lick in there that nobody knows how you do it.
That's right.
He said it must be because you run onto it hunting for that, hooking your thumb on the second string. To hear Frank Clawhammer a banjo.
Yeah, he's good.
Frank's a good one, yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's a good one. Plays a banjo better than he plays a fiddle, I think.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. What was that? Sounds like a blues or something.
That was nothing. I was just a picker. Pick that, can't you?
Tune people would play on the banjo much at Piney Mountain?
No, there wasn't too many people played at Piney Mountain. Piney Mountain's an old Clay County number. I never heard outside of somebody learning it from somebody from Clay County. Ward Jarvis learned Piney Mountain from Frank Santee.
Frank Santy was a Clay County fiddler. Ward played with him. Ward used to pick a banjo with Frank. Ward was a young man. Frank was up in his 60s, and he was a left-handed fiddler. Frank Santy was a brother to my grandpa Santy, my mother's daddy. And Frank Santy played Piney Mountain. Frank Santy took first place in a fiddler's contest at Clay one time. And what's his name, that champion fiddler? I can't get it on my mind. He was in that contest. He's from Greenbrier County. Ed Evans. Hmm. Ed Evans was West Virginia champion at most places at that time. Hmm. There's six men in that contest. Ward Jarvis was there. And Frank Santy played Piney Mountain, and they give him first place. Hmm. And I'd say it wasn't the fiddling that done it, it was the tune. Hmm. Because Ed Evans was a modern fiddler at that time. He was at the top of the sheet, and Frank Santy was just a common Clay County country fiddler.
About what year would that be?
That was back about 1918. In that bracket. I met a man in Worth County. He was from Braxton County, friend of mine. And he was at that contest. I played that tune on a banjo for him, and he said, I was at a fiddler's contest in Clay County one time. There was an old man took first place to play in that tune, Piney Mountain. He said Ed Hammonds was there, one of the best in the state, but he said they gave the prize to that old man. And I said that old man was my grandpa Santy's brother. I knew all about it.
Hmm. Was it Ed Hammonds that was there?
Ed Hammonds was there, yeah, uh-huh. At that contest. At a Clay County Fiddler's Convention back about 18, it's in 18, 19, or 20 in that neighborhood.
Now, Santy lived on Walker?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Santy lived on Walker. Hmm. He was a good old-time fiddler. He played left-handed with the fiddle upside down, mm-hmm. The strings on him. In fact, Ward Jarvis learnt most of his tunes from Frank Santy. Hmm. And all them old tunes, old Joe Clark and Cooper Crick, and different other tunes, Sourwood Mountain, and dozens of them that I can't name. They're all old Clay County tunes. Mm-hmm. That wild horse that Emory Bailey learned and made such a hit with it. He could fiddle it like nobody else on earth could do it. They tell me that old John McCune is the origin of that tune. Noy Cotterill told me that he learned it from John McCune. Hmm. I never heard John McCune fiddle. He was back before my time.
Thank you.
I can play Piney. You know Piney Mountain, don't you?
Yeah.
Can you play it on there?
Oh, let me hear it a little while first.
But I can't get them in my mind.
How about the wooden leg?
One of Ward's numbers. I can't pick it like Ward did, though. He done something to it. I don't know how he done it.
You want to drop it down and play the minor on the hook? Thank you.
about half a minute on the hook.
Well,
the
that's
way
good.
It ought to be played. Keep them in mind.
What was the one you played before that? Was that Sugar Babe?
No, I don't know what the name of that is. Sears tune, I don't know what it was called.
start out on Little Maggie, but I got off of Little Maggie. I can't stay on the tune tonight, Jerry. Smith used to put the leather on that thing. Did Cattle in the Cane. Was three old-time specials of Ward. And he played a tune called Charles Guitar. Did you hear him play there?
I don't think I did.
Charles Guitar. It's an old slow tune, but I never heard nobody else but Ward Jarvis play that tune. In fact, I never heard tell of it outside of Ward Jarvis. Back when Ward was young, he could play the fiddle. He could play it when he was 88 years old, too. But they said he... Well, I used to hear him. I was just a big boy at that time. Ward was 10 or 12 years older than I was. But they said Ward Jarvis was one of the tops at that day and time. Have you heard his boy, Everett? Have you heard Everett fiddle?
No.
Everett Jarvis? Do you not know Everett Jarvis?
No, I don't know. Where does he live?
Well, sir, he lives at Guysville, Ohio, just this side of Athens, not too far. Now, he's Ward Jarvis's boy, and he can fiddle. He lives on a farm. He owns a 90-acre farm just this side of Guysville. I don't know, 5 or 6 miles. I used to be at his house quite a bit when Ward was living. Me and Ward would get down there and fiddle half a night. Ward's got another boy. Lives in Cincinnati. He's a fiddler too. They both fiddle.
Does Ward have any people still in West Virginia?
No. Ward's people in West Virginia are all dead and gone. Ward told me not long before he passed away, I was over and put in a night with him. He said on Walker one time, the people that lived on Walker was thickly settled. There's hardly anybody on Walker anymore. Nobody of them old timers. But Ward said at one time he was related to every family in one way or another, related to every family that lived on Walker. And them people are all dead and gone. Ward's people on his father and his mother's side, everywhere else, cousins, uncles, and what have you. Ward was about 88 years old when he passed away.